then the last one I wanted to look at was this Out of Hiding series. And so you mentioned a little bit earlier, this was about found families, chosen families. So tell me more about this series.
Yeah, so I highlighted it a little bit when we were chatting earlier, but in Columbus, Ohio, where I lived at the time, I had a very strong chosen family, and I still do. There's still remnants of that. But it was incredibly pivotal for just like coming into my own self and accepting myself, right? And being able to heal some of the hurt I experienced from my biological family. And that's an experience that I shared with some queer people, or you know, even if folks were accepted by their family, there was still the solidarity and knowing of experience between queer peers. And so I was noticing I wasn't the only one who had like this cohort or this pod of people that they loved.
Right.
And so I just kind of solicited out whoever would be interested in sitting for me, you know, say, hey, like, who's your chosen family? Do you want to be photographed together? And that's actually my chosen family there. And so, yeah, that's like how that came about. I also did some like recording interviews and asked folks like, well, what does it mean to have a chosen family and all that good stuff. And a lot of this work was made like 4 years ago, and a lot of these people are still, you know, very tight. And as far as the title, Out of Hiding, my friend Sky once said in a toast, she said, to my chosen family, who I have not hidden myself from. Oh, and so to me, Out of Hiding was right, like, we're all here to see and be seen and to be loved and honored by our chosen family. So we're no longer hiding or self-editing. So that's where the title derives from.
Wonderful.